The Life and Death of O. Henry, William Sidney Porter. Famous short story writer O. Henry was born William Sidney Porter on September 11, 1862 in Greensboro. His father was a physician. His mother died when O. Henry was just 3 years old, so he was raised by his paternal grandmother and his aunt. O. Henry attended the private elementary school of his aunt Evelina Porter. He then went to Lindsay Street High School in Greensboro, but he left school at the age of 15 to work as a bookkeeper for his uncle's company. As a result, O. Henry was largely self-taught. He was an avid reader. O. Henry worked at a number of different jobs, including as a ranch hand in Texas, a licensed pharmacist, a bank clerk, and a columnist. In 1887, O. Henry married Athol Estes. His most notorious occupation was as a bank clerk for the First National Bank of Austin. He resigned from his job after he was accused of stealing funds. He was arrested on charges of theft. He skipped town and finally returned when he learned that his wife was dying. Athol died, leaving him one daughter, Margaret Worth Porter. After O. Henry served his time in prison, he married Sarah Lindsay Coleman. She had been his childhood sweetheart. They separated the following year. O. Henry died a poor man on June 5, 1910. Alcoholism and bad health are believed to have been factors in his death. His last words are said to have been, "Turn on the lights. I don't want to go home in the dark."